Hello, and welcome to Right Now with Ralph Martin, a podcast where author, speaker, and worldwide renewal leader, Dr. Ralph Martin, shares what the Holy Spirit is stirring up in the church right now. Words of encouragement from the Lord to strengthen you for such a time as this. We are glad you can be with us this week as we seek to encourage you for this moment in history. And now, your host, Ralph Martin.
I'm going to talk about a very familiar passage, which, like every passage of Scripture, has depths of meaning and wisdom that we can never fully plummet. It's from Hebrews chapter 12. It says, "In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood." That's true for most of us, isn't it? "And have you completely forgotten this word of encouragement that addresses you as a father addresses his son? It says, 'My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and he chastises everyone he accepts as his son. Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as his children. For what children are not disciplined by their father? If you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are not legitimate, not true sons and daughters at all. Moreover, we have all had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of spirits and live? They discipline us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good, in order that we may share in his holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Therefore, strengthen your feeble arms and weak knees, make level paths for your feet, so that the lame may not be disabled, but rather healed." Now, what is the discipline of the Lord? How do we run into it? How do we know what it is? How do we know how to respond? Well, one of the primary disciplines of the Lord is the discipline he's given to the whole human race concerning obedience to him and disobedience to him, concerning life and death. In Genesis chapter 2, it says, "The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, 'You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat from it, you will certainly die.'" Now, there's a text of Scripture that says that originally God didn't intend death for the human race, but it was through the envy of the devil that death came into the world. And that's exactly what happened. It was through the temptation of the serpent that enticed and tempted the man and the woman in the garden to eat from the forbidden fruit that brought in the punishment of death. Death is a punishment for rebellion against God. Yes, it was instigated by the serpent, but we gave in to that temptation and we suffered the consequences. We suffer the consequences. Every single one of us has a body that's genetically programmed to die. And at a certain age, very young age, actually, it starts to happen. Things start to go wrong in our body, and very, very slowly over a long number of years, or maybe sometimes suddenly, death kind of takes over our bodies. Now, there's a further consequence to the rebellion, and it's spelled out in a particular way for the woman and in a particular way for the man. "To the woman, he said, 'I will make your pains in childbearing very severe. With painful labor, you will give birth to children. Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you.'" Most scripture scholars think that this is talking about the common frustration in male-female relationships, the tendency to dominate, by the man, the tendency to give in to abusive behavior by the woman, and just all the other discordances that we find between a man and a woman, and the difficulty in coming to that peace and that union that the Lord really intends, that's really marred by sin. To the man, he said, "Because you listened to your wife and ate fruit from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat from it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil, you will eat food from it all the days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field." Now, for many, many years, for decades, I've been a gardener. I'm not anymore. There's other things I feel like I should be doing with my time, but we still have in our small lawn thistles, and thistles scratch my hands when I try to get them out, and they keep coming back. And there really is a way in which the earth is resistant and requires a lot of toil and a lot of work to bring forth food for the human race. "By the sweat of your brow, you'll eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you'll return." On Ash Wednesday, "Dust, from dust you are, and to dust you will return." It's just a blunt reminder that we're condemned to death, that we're heading towards death, and death is a punishment for rebellion. So anyway, the Lord God banished the man and the woman from the Garden of Eden to work the ground. After he drove the man out, he placed on the east side of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword flashing back and forth to guard the way to the Tree of Life. The Tree of Life is what is the antidote for death. The Tree of Life manifests itself thousands of years later as the Tree of the Cross, the Tree of the Seed of the Woman that God promised would crush the serpent's head. It's Jesus on the cross. It's Jesus' sacrifice. And all those who join themselves to Jesus' sacrifice are delivered from the curse of the second death. Everybody has to go through the punishment for sin of physical death. But for a Christian, we can approach physical death without fear. Because the real death to fear, Jesus tells us, don't be afraid of those who can kill the body, but rather be afraid of those who can kill the soul and send it to hell. The book of Revelation talks about the second death, the eternal banishment from God, the lake of fire, the unrelenting misery and frustration that we've definitively chosen if we die unrepentant, not reconciled with God. So part of the discipline of the Lord is just the rules he's established for human life, the structure he's given to reality. And the discipline of the Lord is a body tending to death. The discipline of the Lord is it's hard to make a living. The discipline of the Lord is sometimes there's serious frustration in human relationships. And how do we deal with this discipline? Besides the discipline of the structure of reality, there's specific discipline that the Lord gives us by permitting things to happen to us that challenge us to go deeper in relationship with Him, to go deeper in love, deeper in hope, and deeper in faith. Now, a simple way of understanding a principle here is that if something doesn't make you bitter, it will make you better. There's a lot of negative things that come our way. There's a lot of pain and suffering in life. There's a lot of frustration. There's a lot of deep sorrow and deep anger. And there's betrayal. There's disappointment. There's failure. There's humiliation. There's embarrassment. There's shame. There's rejection. There's so many things that are painful in life. So all of that, in some way, can be understood as the discipline of the Lord. And how do we respond to the discipline of the Lord? By saying, "Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity you're giving me to grow in humility, to grow in love, to grow in in compassion, to grow in love for my fellow man, and to grow in love for you. Now, there's a lot that's said in Holy Scripture about the importance of discipline, how essential it is. Psalm 94, verse 12 says, "Blessed is the one you discipline, Lord, the one you teach from your law." It's a blessing from God to be disciplined, because what discipline is doing is taking away those things that are blocking our full union with the Lord, taking the material we are and sculpting it into a vessel that's pleasing to the Lord, that reflects His own life and love. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 11, "My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline and do not resent His rebuke." Verse 12, "Because the Lord disciplines those He loves as a father the son He delights in. For lack of discipline, we will die, led astray by our own great folly." So many texts in Scripture about discipline. But this is all carried forward into Hebrews chapter 12. Now, I find myself recently saying, "Lord, I want your discipline. Lord, discipline me. I want anything in me that's crooked. I want anything in me that's distorted from the image you have for me. I want anything that's blocking the union with you and love for other people. I want anything in me to be chastened, to be reproved, to be rebuked. And Lord, grant me the grace to accept your discipline and to respond to it so that I get better by your grace and love, by your discipline, rather than bitter." One of the disciplines we have to really keep exercising in life is the discipline of forgiveness, the discipline of not grabbing on an offense, not grabbing on an offense against us and letting it take root in our heart, the root of bitterness that Scripture talks about. Don't let the root of bitterness take root in your heart. We need to keep letting go and keep giving over to God and keep forgiving and keep trusting God, for justice will come. It probably won't come in this life. There's a lot of injustice that will never be corrected in this world during our time, but it's all going to be corrected. It's all going to be judged, and the judgments of the Lord are true. The judgments of the Lord are good. The judgments of the Lord are loving, and I find myself saying, "Lord, I want your discipline. I want your correction. I want your purification. I accept the bodily ailments you send me. I accept the disappointments you permit to come my way. I accept all these things that are not pleasant, and I ask you, Lord, to use them to draw me into a deeper union with yourself." So we're being disciplined because He loves us. Lord, thank you for your discipline. Thank you for your love. Amen.
This podcast is brought to you by Renewal Ministries, part of the Renewal Podcast Network. If you are enjoying this podcast, we invite you to help us spread the word by leaving us a rating or review, following or subscribing to this podcast, or sharing on social media. Until next time, this is Right Now with Ralph Martin.